USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Biden's student loan forgiveness was done illegally.
People think that the President of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone. He can delay. But he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress.
Nancy Pelosi in July of 2021. The big contrast between Democrats and Republicans is Republicans thrive on small government, and Democrats love big, bulky government. Under Democrat President Biden, there are now more armed bureaucrats in government than there are U.S. Marines. The Columbus, Ohio Teachers Union and the Columbus Board of Education have reached a conceptual agreement, ending a strike and allowing students to return to the classrooms on Monday. We are USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
As the recession continues in the United States, President Biden continues to govern via executive order.
President Joe Biden unveiled his plan Wednesday to forgive $10,000 in student loan debt, with borrowers who have Pell Grants getting as much as $20,000 forgiven. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, criticizes the president for comparing student loans to loans given to small businesses during the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Student loans are loans to people who want to pursue college education, who are unable to afford it otherwise, and it's a commitment to the lender to pay the money back. In the case of SBA loans, they end up producing business and jobs and opportunity, and they get paid back.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
A federal judge on Wednesday granted the Justice Department's request to temporarily block a portion of Idaho's near-total abortion ban. The ban is set to take effect Thursday and would outlaw abortion in the state unless a pregnant person's life were endangered or if the pregnancy was a result of rape or incest that was reported to law enforcement. Representative Chip Roy, the Republican from Texas on Newsmax last night, says Democrat President Biden's action to forgive up to $20,000 of student debt is an abuse of executive power.
What do I tell the plumber who worked his way through starting a business but didn't take out student loans, and now the government is going to give a $10,000 handout to all these student loan holders? What do I say to him? Because Biden is saying, screw you. What do I say to the GI Bill recipient who sacrificed and served our country and then came back and took advantage of the GI Bill? What do I say to him or her? Well, you know, screw you, because that's what Biden is saying. Look, this is all about handouts to people who have gender studies degrees or sociology degrees and living in their parents' basements. I'm sick of this stuff. The American people are sick of this stuff. This is the same philosophy that has the IRS agents who are now going to be going after hardworking Americans, the FBI agents who are targeting parents who dare challenge the education establishment, and now we're going to fund the very nonsense that are being led by an education and academia and universities that are polluting the minds of our children.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.